washed with soap and water and boiled, mm-hmm. she would hang her milk cloths on the back porch mm-hmm. away from the dust and the flies. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And all of her milk vessels were scalded mm-hmm. and washed with soap and water and scalded, and she did tend to that herself mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. because she was afraid we wouldn't be clean. Mm-hmm. And the calves' udders were washed. Mm-hmm. Before and she wouldn't let us drink milk away from home because other people's cows may not be healthy. And
well, what would they call, I know you, even though you didn't have hogs, but people that fed hogs, what would they call that bucket they would use to put?
The slop bucket. We had a slop bucket, but Papa took it. We didn't have a slop bucket like the hog bucket.
Uh-huh.
Because Mama could pour her dishwater down the sink.
Oh, yes.
And it would run off. Uh-huh. But our chickens, our scraps and things were fed to the chickens. Mm-hmm. And our peelings were fed to the chickens. And everything the chickens couldn't eat was buried. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't left to draw flies.
Oh, that's just really amazing.
And
back to cooking now. What would you fry eggs in?
We use skillets.
Mm-hmm. What were they made of?
Iron skillets. Mm-hmm. And then they had a tin skillet.
Oh.
Frying pan.
Uh-huh.
Like you see in the picture shows it with the long handles.
Oh, that would be the frying pan.
Uh-huh.
And you'd, uh-huh.
And the frying pan was for bacon and eggs.
Uh-huh.
And then the skillet was used to fry chicken and beef roast and Dutch ovens and skillets and then the roasting pans.
That's so neat. The difference between frying pan and skillet.
Uh-huh.
That's really neat. Well, what about something that you might put on the stove just to boil water in?
Well, we had our stew pots like we have now.
Uh-huh.
And Mama had aluminum stew pots and she had the tea kettles for hot water.
Uh-huh. For hot.
We had to heat the water for dishwashing on the stove.
Oh, you did?
We did. Mama wouldn't have a stove with the reservoir in it.
Oh.
She didn't care for a reservoir on her stove mm-hmm. because they would rust, and the rust water would be, she preferred something that she could scrub with soap and water to keep the settlements out of it.
Oh, uh-huh.
To reservoir on the stove like so many people have. Mm.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, what, now at the table, what would you have as your eating utensils?
We had the same as we have now. Mm-hmm. We were raised with sterling silver.
Mm-hmm.
We had sterling silver knives and forks and spoons
uh-huh.
and serving spoons.
Uh-huh.
And we had everyday china, and we had good china.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And we had goblets for the dining room, and we had tumblers for the kitchen.
That's what I was going to ask. That was going to be my next thing. I was going to ask you about what you would drink water out of, for example.
Uh-huh.
And you would have goblets in the dining room.
We would have goblets in the dining room. We ate our Sunday meal in the dining room,
mm-hmm.
whether we had company or not.
Mm-hmm.
And we had cloth napkins and linen tablecloths.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we didn't use cloth, we did use a cloth napkin, cloth tablecloth and napkins. We had napkins all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't use a cloth linen tablecloth except for the noon meal,
mm-hmm.
unless if it got dirty at the noon meal, we would eat on oilcloth for supper and for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
But when we had company,